Hi, and welcome to a SearchStorage.com podcast. I'm Chris Griffin. I'm here today to talk about reducing your data footprint with Greg Schulz, founder and senior analyst of the Storage.io Group and the author of the books The Green and Virtual Data Center and Resilient Storage Networks. How's it going today, Greg?
Chris, I'm doing well. Thanks.
Awesome. Let's start with something basic. What is your data footprint and why should you be aware of it?
Chris, a data footprint impact, think of it this way. Your data footprint is the result of all the information, all the data that you have, both online, offline. Think of it as not only your file servers, not only your email, your databases, but also think of it as all those backup copies, those copies that you have on tape, those copies that you have on removable disk, maybe the copies that you've sent off to the cloud somewhere or off-site. So your footprint is the copies and the result of all of the data, all of the information you have, not just what's online. And what's referred to as the data footprint impact is the result of having that growing footprint, of just keeping more information for longer periods of time, is the impact of having to manage it, having to protect it, having to secure it, having to house it.
So what are some of the techniques for determining your data footprint?
Some of the techniques include storage resource management tools, tools for doing data classification, data search. In other words, tools that give you the insight of what information you have, what resources do you have, where is that data situated, where is that data located. In other words, something as simple as you've got X amount of storage, whether it's measured in gigabytes, terabytes, or petabytes. How much of that is allocated? How much of that is used? And of what's used, what's it being used for? Is it your Oracle databases, your Sybase, your SQL Server? Is it SharePoint? Is it Exchange? Is it general file systems? How is it being utilized? And then how much of that is actually changing? How much of it is static? Where do you have your different backup copies? Going in and looking into your data protection tools, your backup software, what copies of data do you have? How many copies? What are your retention policies? So it really comes back to how do you determine that is looking at what you currently have, how it's being used, and the impact of it.
Okay, so can you tell me about some of the technologies that will facilitate data footprint impact reduction?
Chris, there's one real simple one, which is delete all your data. But I tell you what,
Fair enough.
I mean, we both laugh at that, right? And, you know, there's a little bit of truth to that, which is a little bit of cleaning now and then comes into the play. Certainly data management. Going in there and having a process where you are managing your data, whether you want to call it data management, information lifecycle management, ILM, DLM, whatever you want to refer to it as. But certainly managing your data, that's a basic premise. But let's get back to reality, which is, in addition to just simply managing it, things like archiving. There's a notion that archiving is only for regulatory compliance, but yet for decades, it's been used in highly optimized environments for driving out, reducing cost, reducing complexity by picking data up, moving it to another location, parking it. So archiving, compression, data deduplication, thin provisioning, space-saving snapshots, different RAID levels. These are all different techniques that you can use to help minimize the impact of that expanding footprint.
Okay, so what are some of the techniques then for addressing the power that is consumed by the storage equipment in your housing?
So certainly it comes back to archiving. By archiving, you reduce the amount of data that you have in your databases, in your email systems, in your file systems, by picking up some of that static data that you've gone out, you've discovered, you've classified, pick that up, move it off to a lower cost disk, move it off to tape, move it off to the cloud, move it off your primary expensive storage, which is also consuming power. Get it off onto some technology that consumes less power or stores more information in a denser footprint per watt. So certainly things like archiving, dedupe gets a lot of attention for the ability to focus on backup to squeeze more data, achieve higher densities of the amount of data that's put on an individual storage when you start to look at it comparing and measuring on a, for example, capacity per watt basis. But there's some other things that come into play too. Certainly using intelligent power management, also referred to as second generation MADE, the ability to power devices down when they're not in use, but do it in such a way that you don't compromise or negatively impact performance or quality of service.
Okay, so when you're selecting a data footprint reduction solution, what should you be looking for?
Take a step back and what are you looking at for online or nearline or offline? Is this for your databases? Is it for your email system? Is it for the file system? Or is it for online active archives? Or is it for offline? Is it for backups? having that in mind, Chris, then puts it in perspective is that if you're looking to address backup, then you want to be looking at tools like deduplication, whether it's immediate or post-processing, whether it's source or target-based to address that. If you're looking to reduce the impact for your online running databases, then you want to be looking at things like archiving, database archiving, or database compression, where within the database software, you can turn compression on. So you want to take that step back and look at, instead of looking and having a technology in hand, looking for problems to solve, turn it away, turn it a different way, which is, where are my problems, where are my issues, where are my challenges? Now, what tools in my toolbox can I get out to address these particular issues?
All right, so sticking with the online and offline storage, is there a difference in the tools for data footprint reduction used for online and the tools used for offline storage?
Generally speaking, I would say there is. Now, where it's becoming blurred, Chris, is that there are some tools that can work both offline and in a nearline or even an online mode. There are some tools that will work online for files, but not necessarily online for block type data. Mm-hmm. So there are differences. Think of it this way. The big differentiator is this. With a lot of tools, when you're reducing data footprint, when you're compressing, deduping, reducing data down, you're trading time for space. In other words, if I can take a little bit of time, I can reduce the data, I can get a space savings. Mm-hmm. Now, when we're looking at online data, the primary premise, particularly for performance, time sensitive, is time, performance. So it's a balancing act. Trade time for space. If you need time, that's performance. If you need space, that's a capacity reduction. And that's where the differences can come into play between the online and the nearline or the offline, the tools for looking, working with primary databases versus a file system.
Okay. And finally, how can information lifecycle management help you reduce your data footprint?
Great question. Depends on what your view and definition of ILM, information lifecycle management. If you view ILM as a product, in other words, some people view ILM as a product as, in other words, archiving or shelving or HSM, hierarchical storage management, or stub files or migrating, moving data around, doing the disk drive, disco shuffle, so mm-hmm. to speak, moving your data around. If that's your definition, then, yeah, that's a data footprint technique, Chris. But if you think of it as more of what we started out talking about, managing your data, instead of just simply deleting everything, is manage your information, manage your data, align the right tiers, align the different techniques. If you think of it that way, then ILM is the overall umbrella because it's part of data management.
Yeah.
But if you think of it as a particular product per se or a particular technique, then it's just one of the tools in the toolbox.
Okay, great. Well, this is very informative, so thank you for joining me today, Greg.
Chris, my pleasure. Thanks.
And as always, to learn more about the data footprint and other storage technologies, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.